From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Efforts by the Spanish government to block a regional referendum on Catalonia's secession have degenerated into violence. Police shut down polling stations and confiscated ballot boxes despite resistance by voters throughout the region. Catalan officials say hundreds of people are being treated for injuries in clashes that are intensifying as voter frustration grows at police patrols that are moving through Barcelona and other Catalan cities. A Catalan official, connected with a regional election commission that resigned last week under government threats of massive fines, said voting results will be announced after midnight or sometime Monday. The official, speaking to VOA on condition of anonymity, said votes will be counted manually and the results announced by a special election board being formed by, quote, experts and academics. Puerto Rico's Governor Richard Rosselló said Sunday that the number of Puerto Ricans in shelters following Hurricane Maria has decreased significantly. He also said the number of U.S. Defense Department personnel on the ground increased to 6,400 Sunday. That is up from 4,600 just 36 hours earlier. But almost a week and a half after Hurricane Maria devastated the island, about half of the territory's 3.4 million residents still lack access to clean drinking water. According to the Department of Defense, while 95% are without electricity. Rosselló noted that some recovery has been made. He said 51 of the island's 60 hospitals are now open. This is VOA News. President Trump said